I think the first time I ever began to seriously think about the priesthood was when I was 12 years old.
What first attracted me to the priesthood was the sense of solace and peace that I felt at Mass.
What attracted me to the priesthood was the Eucharist.
I'd been serving Mass for years before I started discerning or thinking about the priesthood, but it was when I had a growth and development in my prayer as I was sort of coming to maturity.
I was taking confirmation classes, and they were being taught by the parish priest. I was very much inspired by him. I thought he was just a really cool guy. He had a lot of joy. He seemed really happy in his work. And so that kind of inspired one of the great desires that I've always had throughout my life, which was to serve God and his church. As a child, that desire was in conflict with the desire that I had to be a father.
In his letter, Pastores Dabo Vobis, I will give you shepherds, Pope John Paul II said that we are all responsible for vocations. The first seminary is the seminary of the home, where in the domestic church, a man in the context of his family and the love of his family is able to receive the gift of faith. And it's there that he is able to learn what it means to love and to forgive and to receive the grace of God.
During my junior year of college, after I'd broken up with what was then my last girlfriend, I found myself once again in a place where these two desires kind of surfaced again. I was kind of discerning each one. But what was different at this point was that, having taken a few theology classes and kind of grown in my understanding of the priest as spiritual father, I began to see that these two desires I had were not contrary to each other, but were in fact very much joined together. I could serve God in his church and also be a father as a priest. It really gave just a sense of peace and kind of that moment of, well, you know, this is exactly what I want to do with my life. I finished that my junior year, came back to Our Lady of Walsingham here in my home parish, and spoke with Father Kramer, Father Huff, told them about kind of where I was coming from, my story.
Being a pastor of a parish is a very special position, a calling, to be able to meet young men who are striving to dedicate their lives to Almighty God and to the Church, and to the specific mission of the Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter, is a grace and a blessing. I remember meeting Andrew Westerman in 2014 when his family came to the Cathedral of Our Lady of Walsingham, a young man that wanted to dedicate his life to Almighty God. What a wonderful experience it has been to walk with him and his family as he has gone to seminary for the Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter. He has completed his seminary education, and he is to be ordained here at the cathedral on June 28th.
I graduated, came back here, and I'm just a week away from ordination now to the priesthood, so I'm really filled with joy and excited to finally become that spiritual father and to serve God and his church.
Every young man, if he is active in his faith, it's going to be natural for him to have a question in his heart. Could Jesus be calling me to be a priest? Could I serve the Lord as a priest in his church? And every young man wants to do something heroic with his life. He wants to live his life as a hero for others, to be a man for others, and to give his life in service. And I can't think of a more noble calling or vocation than the gift of the priesthood. It's a particular joy for me to be able to share the fraternity of the priesthood with these young men and to share the vision that our Lord had for the priesthood in the service of the church. It's at those discernment days where they're able to bring their questions, the secrets of their hearts that sometimes they don't even speak about with their families.
Just the thought of saying, I need to just make up my mind, right? God gave you a will and an intellect. You need to make a decision. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to apply. And we're going to see where this goes. And if I want to leave, I can leave. And so when you're deciding to apply, yeah, just give it a shot. You know, maybe you'll enjoy it, maybe you won't. But I guarantee you, you'll come out a better man.
It doesn't always end up in the priesthood. But for many of these men, they're able to finally say yes to Jesus and yes to his church.
Make them to be modest, humble, and constant in their labors, and to have a ready will to obey all spiritual discipline, that they may become faithful ministers of thy word and sacraments, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Being able to look back, like 2.5 years ago, from where I've come, I can say definitely that I've improved, I've grown. And so whether or not I make it to ordination or not, I can say God was able to use this time to bring me closer to him, to grow as a man.
When I came down to Houston, I really found what I had been looking for the whole time. I had found a community of people who were living the Christian life together, who valued good preaching, who valued education and liturgy, and it felt like home again. And so before I attended discernment days, I was a little bit on the fence of whether or not the ordinariate was for me. But once I came here and was welcomed in such a familiar way, I proceeded with applying to the seminary for the ordinariate.
One of the ways that the Cathedral of Our Lady of Walsingham is working towards new vocations in the ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter is through our Server Guild, the all-boy Server Guild, including those 7-year-olds that have just received First Communion that become boat boys, they move to torchbearers and crucifers, and then they work all the way up. Each and every one of the seminarians that have come out of this cathedral parish have noted that their time as an altar server, their time in the presence of Almighty God in the midst of the Mass, was part of their calling to the mission of the ordinariate.
As I look at the future of our presbyterate, our future priests, the men who were interviewed in this video, all I can say is that our future is bright. I thank God that I have the opportunity to share the gift and joy that I have found in the priesthood with these men. And I pray for them every day, hoping that one day they will join me in the priesthood as my brother priests.
All in all, I can't wait to become a priest and begin serving our Lord and his church. That's everything that I've been looking forward to and preparing for the last, 5 years or more. So, it's joy.
Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun this good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. May the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Father anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, guard and preserve you, that you may sanctify the Christian people and offer sacrifice to God.
Discern with an attitude of it's ultimately his calling, his vocation that you're responding to. And if you feel even the slightest inclination or desire towards the priesthood, then I think you should go for it, pursue it. And if in fact it's not what God's calling you to do, then he'll make that known. But you won't know for sure unless you try. So kind of trust in the Lord, abandon yourself to him and his will, and just go for it.
If you may be discerning a vocation to the priesthood, the next step is to talk with your priest, to speak with him about his own vocation, and to ask whether he has advice for you, but most importantly, to ask him to pray for you. And go to our website. There at ordinariate.net, click on Vocations, where you'll find more information about vocations to the priesthood in the ordinariate and how to contact the Office of Vocations.